Welcome back to Ohio Exopolitics. It's 4:53 p.m. on the 17th of December. Wow, a lot to talk about, I guess. Sometimes it seems like a lot, and it doesn't take me very long to talk about it. Sometimes I talk for a long time, and maybe I'm not sure how much I have to say, but all of a sudden I have many things to say. And so doing a show is sometimes kind of a weird thing like that. It's hard to gauge how much information you can really bring out at a given point. Anyway, I'm going to talk about Contact Report 758, and it's about vaccines, which I learned from this Contact Report. It takes 10 to 15 years to develop a good, safe vaccine. And I think it's always arguable if any vaccine is really safe. What a world we're living in now. So Patah and Billy are having this conversation, and they both agree that it takes 10 to 15 years to create a safe vaccine. Well, guess how much time they've taken on the COVID vaccine? Oh, it's been maybe a year. So they need about 14 more years of research just to be sure everything's okay. And this conversation between Patah and Billy is about, you know, well, is it going to be safe? Are they going to find problems? And yes, if you take this vaccine, you're going to have problems. So it's good to actually be back in sync with the Meyer material, at least on the COVID stuff, because there's been some things about this, about the whole COVID thing, that I don't think the Meyer information has really, I don't even know how to put it. It's like there's a much bigger picture here that I think they've chosen not to address, and that is the global elite, the Chinese communists, and how they're using these lockdowns to intentionally destroy our economy. And now we have, I would say, half of our politicians are in bed with the Chinese or getting paid by the Chinese. Anyway, let me read this quickly. And this is kind of in this section here before the vaccines, it says something that's apropos, although they're talking about something else. But let me read it. Do not believe, think for yourself. Do not let them decide for yourself. Do not let them act by themselves. What I have now uncovered in my monologue is what has been occupying me all my life, as well as many other things. But now I have said some of it again. But what I am still interested in is what you think about the whole thing. What has been going on for some time with the vaccines to prevent the spread of the corona disease? And then Patah says, your question had to come because it corresponds to your sense of responsibility and logic. But my opinion is that all the vaccines that are currently being researched in various ways and that need to be applied quickly are totally under-researched and will be applied prematurely in a very short order. And this really concerns me a great deal, and that they're going to try to force us to take, first of all, we shouldn't be forced to take any vaccine. You shouldn't be in trouble with your employer because you don't want to have a vaccine put in your body. That should not be part of the criteria of employment. I mean, this is really the secret dark order, the new world order coming quickly. Billy says, you are saying that this is all just an ill-considered fast bleach, right? I think it could be more harm than good because it is under-researched, because normally it takes our researchers 10 to 15 years or so to create a real and good vaccine, to create a perfect vaccine product. That was Billy speaking. Patah says, that is right. What is being done now corresponds to what you have just called fast bleach, namely vaccine products that in a rapid manner. And then Billy interrupts him and says, get brewed up together, excuse me. Patah says, are sufficiently and only negligently researched. Therefore, no pertinent and verifiable of value as well as efficacy and non-dangerous proving test results at all are available. Consequently, the whole thing, as you have just said, can be called hastily brewed up. Such an unresearched vaccine is not just to be considered as doubtful, but rather as dangerous, because due to the fast bleach you have mentioned, there is a complete lack of any many years trial and test experiences, which can guarantee the quality of the product's non-dangerousness and effective efficacy. However, as regards the looming emergence of a vaccine against the coronavirus, which is supposed to prove to be suitable, non-dangerous, and effective, in this context the question arises as to its efficacy, namely whether the efficacy will have to be rated in a positive or a negative form once vaccines are carried out therewith. But whether or not by the time the vaccine is administered with such an insufficiently researched and untested medium, it will be a preparation of effective positive efficacy is to be doubted. Some of the word choices here I don't think are correct on this translation, but I'm certainly no expert in translating. It will be a preparation of effective positive efficacy is to be doubted. And that's exactly what it says. Same as whether there will be no counterproductive reactions or effects at all. You know, you can excuse me, you could speak out against a translation. I mean, if you're a German expert and you're lurking in the German and it doesn't look correct, but when you produce English, that doesn't really make complete sense in the word choices and the phrasing, and then that's a whole other issue with translation again, but I am no expert in that area. So the whole thing, and this is Billy says, so the whole thing does not look rosy, so any earthling, he or she who gets vaccinated, gets involved in a game of roulette, so to speak. So Russian roulette is where you pull a gun out, spin the chamber, and then pull the trigger. You know, they usually put one bullet in there, so you have a 1 in 6 chance of blowing your brains out. But in this case, I'm thinking that it's more like spinning the chamber with 4 bullets in there. So you got like a 4 in 6 chance of blowing your brains out. Patas says, you can say that, yes, but now, Edward, dear friend, it is time for me because I must do my duty. Farewell, salome, and goodbye. Billy says, have a good time. Also, Patas, goodbye, dear friend. So, it takes 10 to 15 years to make a good vaccine. There will be, I don't know if I read this or not. Patas says, yes, not only direct effects, but especially late effects that can have long-term effects. So, we'll have direct effects from taking this vaccine. Like right away, you'll be able to see stuff. I'm going to play a clip about that. But there'll be effects that come later. And some of these, both the short-term and the long-term effects, I should say short-term and later effects, will last a long time. Some of these will have long-term effects, like they won't be temporary, is what I think that is trying to be said here. This is terrible news. I'm very sorry to have to give this to you, because I know people are getting their hopes up on these vaccines, which, of course, you should never do. never do. Let's listen to Dr. Francis Boyle, who is a lawyer who wrote up the legislation for the United States on bioweapons. So let's take a listen.
Australia was reverse engineering of the COVID-19 biological warfare.
No, we get it. A vaccine is an attenuated version of what we're fighting. So yeah, how do they get away with this?
Well, let me go back, though, to the British case. So with these two healthcare workers, their reaction was so severe that apparently they had to be resuscitated. In other words, they would have died without the resuscitation.
So in case you couldn't hear that, it seems to be a little quiet today. These healthcare workers that had taken this vaccine for the COVID vaccine, they would have died, but they were resuscitated. They would have died from the vaccine if they weren't resuscitated. So who knows what the quality of their life is right now.
And now the British government is recommending that these Franken shots not be administered unless resuscitation facilities are available.
That's right. You've got to be in an emergency room to take this. It's so dangerous.
That's correct. And in Britain, they have prioritized people over 80. This is pursuant to Boris Johnson's philosophy, herd immunity, which, as we discussed before, is really the Nazi philosophy of useless eaters that was condemned at Nuremberg. And as we know, in Britain, their elite have believed in this. They've been eugenicists.
Oh, Prince Philip, Prince Charles. They want to kill everybody. They say it.
They were collaborators with the Nazis. We know Edward the Seventh had to abdicate, and the first person he went to visit was Adolf Hitler.
Edward the Eighth, the King of England. Yeah.
Right. So the British ruling class.
Let me just repeat this one section, and then I'll kind of move it forward a little bit. That was so dramatic. I have to hear it again.
Well, let me go back, though, to the British case. So with these two healthcare workers, their reaction was so severe that apparently they had to be resuscitated. In other words, they would have died without the resuscitation. And now the British government is recommending that Franken shots not be administered unless resuscitation facilities are available.
That's right.
So you got to have resuscitation facilities available. These things are so dangerous. Let me move forward again a little bit.
When the war broke out, did that turn around? And including the royal household. So I'm afraid that's what we're seeing. Yes, and I'm afraid these Franken shots are just going to go through British nursing homes again and kill everyone off, certainly.
Dr. Boyle, I can only say, and I know you don't care about accolades or praise, you have called this from day one, get rid of old people, bioweapon, gain of function, HIV. You called it exactly as it was, I guess, from deep research and just being a bioweapons legal expert, you read everything. I know you got to go, but if you can do five more minutes, you got to go. Understand, you got to go to break for 2 minutes here. We've got about a minute and a half. What should be done about this? Shouldn't all the vaccines be halted? Trump's warp speed is a horrible idea.
First of all, everyone should refuse to take these Franken shots.
Everyone should refuse to take these shots, he says.
And if they are, people try to force them on you, you say no. These violate the Nuremberg Code on medical experimentation.
So these violate the Nuremberg Code on medical experimentation. So we're being really experimented on.
Applied to the Nazis, and it would violate international criminal law. And I have a basic human right under international criminal law not to take these Franken shots, and I am not going to take them. That's the most important thing to do now. That is why when you asked me a half hour ago to come out here on an emergency basis, I'm here. I think that's the most important thing now, to stop these shots. Yes.
Okay. That's all for right now. Seems a little quiet to me for some reason, that interview, which is kind of unusual. I don't know how much longer I'm going to talk. Came across something very interesting in the Might of Thoughts book. Something I'm still trying to absorb. It says, the entirety of the matters of the life in the universe is also built upon the constantly cooperating factors of the positive and negative. So, you know, well, the tendency that we have in life is to try to remove the negative, when it's actually the universe is built upon these cooperating factors, they're called cooperating. The positive and the negative are actually, they cooperate. And so what we want to do is, I'll get rid of the negative. This is a pain in the butt. I don't want to deal with this problem. Or something happens where you kind of lose your balance for a little while, and then you end up doing something. Like I broke some of my fingernails the other day, or part of my fingernails, which is a really big deal if you're playing guitar and you're using fingerstyle, and especially you have to play in front of people. And, but really, it's this urge sometime to remove the negative in our life, when actually the positive and the negative actually are cooperating. There are two forces that belong together that should never be separated. Might of Thoughts, page 246. There is therefore neither a negative without a positive, nor a positive without a negative, which also goes for general physics, and is therefore not just limited to the human beings, psychology, and consciousness-based evolution, and so forth. Just as electrical current demonstrates plus and minus, that is, to say negative and positive, the entire of the matter of life and the universe is also built upon constantly cooperating factors of negative and positive. So, looking into yourself sometime and try to decide, you know, before you make a brash decision, am I just trying to move the negative out of my life? Or is I'm just trying to get rid of this negative thing right here? Maybe this negative thing is here for a reason. Maybe I should rethink how I'm operating and be a little more reserved and think about this a little longer. Here's what it says here. It says, if the human being does not use both powers and only turns towards one of the two factors, then in this he or she falls badly out of the control of the good human nature. And that's what happens. And you know, the silly little thing I did here about cracking fingernails trying to yank my hatch open on my car. Actually, it takes a little better discernment, and you have to press the button in the right place, and it comes right up. Isn't that amazing? But something about being non-neutral positive, if you're, and maybe that's a lesson here, if you're not neutral positive, and you start making rash or emotional decisions or frustration, then maybe we have to step back at that point and try to rethink things. Think things through, you know. Use a little self-discipline. Don't let those emotions get the better of you. And usually things will resolve themselves if you can do that. You know, there's a lot to be said about using our intuition and paying attention to our feelings. Remember, the feelings summarize things. The feelings make life simpler. You know, the feelings can deal with external and internal things that are going on that otherwise would be very complicated. The feelings help the thoughts discharge. The feelings grow slowly and grow out of the thoughts. And if the feelings are good and healthy, Or if they're a negative thought and feeling, but they're evolutive, that can be a good thing too. But mostly, we don't do too well with negative thoughts. Mostly, people rotate negative thoughts. And those negative thoughts send a negative power or a negative harm, an energy that's unhealthy to the psyche, which can damage the psyche. So think about that. Hopefully I'll think about that. And that will help us strengthen ourselves. Remember, don't allow anxiety and doubt to affect you. Anxiety and doubt must be rigorously excluded because they are evil elements of degeneration that may curve every straight path of evolution. So a lot of times we are reacting because of anxiety and doubt, really. I mean, we're feeling threatened. We're in a hurry. Boy, that's a good time. When you're in a hurry, you can make mistakes under those kind of conditions too. So anyway, I guess that'll be the short little blurb for today. It seems like it's been forever since I've done a show. They're therapeutic for me at times too. Anyway, have a great day. Thanks for listening, and we'll talk to you next time.